How would you feel if you'd just been told that the child you'd loved and cared for and brought up as your own wasn't yours at all? What would you do? As you know, just a few moments ago, Anna B. Hurley, posing as a newspaper reporter, telephoned Bill Grant. Let drop the information Dory is not his daughter. Of course, Anna's purpose is to drive a wedge between May Grant and her husband, turn Bill against his wife, and possibly, just possibly, upset any defense Perry Mason may have planned for Mrs. Grant. Right now, it's immediately after the close of our last episode, and Bill Grant stands beside the telephone in his living room, staring at it. And then...
Pop may love me. A man can't count on his wife's love and help. What can I count on? A woman can't love a man when she... Wait a minute. All that could have been a lie. It's because someone telephones and says Dory isn't our child. That doesn't prove it. She... But... How am I going to find out?
Dory.
Oh, Daddy, I'm glad you came back. I miss counting again, but I'm glad I missed. I never can remember what comes after 7.
Well, Dory,
I'll be here as soon as I get my ball, Daddy. But I have to move this table. Wait. Will you count for me? There, I've got my ball. Will you count for me to bounce my ball, Daddy? Daddy? What's the matter, Daddy?
Put the ball down. Put it down.
All right. Now what, Daddy?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know what.
Oh, you're sick.
Huh? Oh, yes, Dory, I'm sick.
Oh, and Mommy told me to take good care of you. You lie right down on the couch and I'll get you a glass of water and an aspirin.
Don't stay here, Dory.
But the sun's coming in here in the porch. You can't run down.
You stay out here.
Well, all right, Daddy.
Now, come over to me.
Huh?
Over here by the window in the sun.
Well, all right, Daddy.
Don't put your arm around my leg.
Don't you want me to touch you, Daddy?
I want you to stand over here, right here. That's right, now. Turn under the light.
But I'll smile.
What?
Sometimes when I get in the sun, it makes me sneeze.
Oh.
And just like the sun makes me sneeze.
Be quiet.
But I don't care if the old sun makes me sneeze. As long as it makes my daddy sneeze, too.
I said be quiet.
All right, Daddy. What's on my face? What am I looking at my face for, Daddy?
I can't tell. I don't know
what, Daddy?
Don't know.
Daddy, don't you love me anymore?
Daddy. Go away, will you?
Don't you want me to see a little girl anymore? Is there something wrong with my phone?
Hey, go outside and bounce your ball.
Sorry if I made you miss.
Go outside and bounce your ball.
Yes, Daddy. I'll be right in front of the house if you want me.
There she is, Perry.
Yes.
One. Two, three, four, six. Oh.
Now, hello, Dory. Here, I'll get the ball for you. Here you are.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mason.
Hello, Dory.
What's the matter with you, honey?
I'm bouncing my ball, but I can't bounce so good unless somebody helps me count.
Oh, baby.
Don't
come here to me, honey.
I don't want to cry.
Oh, just cry all you want, Perry.
Hold it, Ellie.
You mustn't count when nobody counts for me. Daddy can't count because he hasn't found us.
Why did this happen?
the telephone call. I didn't mean to make him mad.
You didn't?
We're both dead, Miss Chief. Oh, never talk to me like that before.
Let's go see, Dolly.
Yes, Chief. Honey, do you think it's about your bird without counting just for a little while?
Miss Trent,
you
feel like something
before
anything, Miss
Trent. Well, you built it anyway.
Tell my daddy I'm sorry I made him mad.
Yes, we will.
It appears somebody jumped the gun.
Yes. And I thought your Mr. Frederick Apt was such an honorable man.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Both he and the district attorney promised to keep this story quiet until 11 o'clock. It's not 8 yet. I don't understand it.
Doesn't help that poor child.
Which doesn't help anyone. Well, let's find out. The front door isn't closed.
Nobody in the living room. The front porch door is open, Harry. Where's Bill?
Bill?
Hmm? Oh, Mr. Mason. Mr. Street.
Well? We just left the women's prison. Just spoke to me. I arranged for you to see her.
Thanks.
We also spoke to Dory outside the house.
Oh, interesting.
She's very upset.
Is she? Yes, I suppose she is.
Well, no matter what, that child never heard
just
anyone.
Just a moment. I want to speak to Mr. Mason.
Dory.
Mr. Mason, I want a straight answer. A straight answer to a straight question. I don't want to be put off.
I don't believe I ever put you off, Bill. As you know, I came out here early this morning to explain in May's name. But circumstances under which none of us had any control prevented me. Who told you?
That's got nothing to do with it.
No, you're wrong there. Who told
you? A reporter, which doesn't make any difference, as I said. All that matters is it true? Is that child outside my daughter, or isn't she? Well?
Why do you ask that, Bill? If you love her as your daughter, she is your daughter.
I don't want any double talk. I want facts.
If you'd stop to think, you'd know that you need all the facts.
All right, let's put it this way. Story, flesh of my flesh.
Bill.
That's all I need to know. She isn't. She's nothing. Child I've loved is mine for 5 years. Sorry, it's strange. I've been hoodwinked in my own home.
Yeah.
Hoodwinked? Oh, that's an ugly word for what's happened to me.
Well, you're being a fool.
What else would I be after the way I cared for that child, after the dreams I had for my daughter? Daughter. And her mother who hoodwinked me into believing. I thought the sun rose and set on them. Broke my back for them. I enjoyed it. I counted on them. Both of them. And now I'll never look at that child again. Take her away to her real mother, Mr. Mason, and it's for me.
Did you call me, Daddy?
Oh, honey, I think you'd better stay outside.
Are you feeling better? Daddy, I think if you came outside and carried me, you'd feel
comfy.
Get out of here. Get out of my sight.
Daddy.
Shut up.
What's the matter with my daddy?
You and I are going outside, darling. Now, Daddy's sick, honey. You mustn't mind what he says when he's sick.
Come for me. What can a man count on when he learns everything he holds near and dear is a lie? What can a man count on when his life is blown up in his face? All right, Mr. Mason, you're a lawyer. You're supposed to be smart. Tell me, what? What?
Well, it seems that Anna B. Hurley's plan is paying off. It seems that nothing can heal the wound in Bill's heart, can make possible the solid front Perry Mason feels is so important for May's defense. But more of this tomorrow, so be sure to join us, won't you?